previously sent in my claim of right, and my claim of right says that you have a duty to provide me health care, because I have a right, and I'm paying for it with sales tax. When I buy gum and you charge me 7 cents, that you put towards my health care if I ever need it, and thank you very much. So then I went in there, and they said, okay, well, you don't have that, and they were preparing a bill. And I ended up leaving, went back 2 days later, and I said, well, give me the bill. And they looked, oh, no, we can't give you one, we don't have a bill for you. I said, well, if you don't give me the bill, I can't pay you. Yeah, it's all paid for. Okay, thank you very much. So your health care has nothing to do with the insurance you pay, because you own this country, and the wealth from that country, you have the power to direct your trustees to use to cover that.
If I want to go have an extra taken, the first thing they ask is for a Medicare pardon.
Do you have a claim of right?
No, not right now, but how would you deal with a situation like that?
If I was in that situation and it was life and death, I'd go get my fucking health card and I'd go get my x-ray. Or I wouldn't use that as a fight.
So you have
to
kind of debate
a bit
with the...
No, what I would happen is I would recognize that that would be a potential situation, and then I would address it with my claim of right and say, you have a duty to provide this to me when I demand it, and I claim the right to do it. You're operating from the position, how do I get this thing from my nanny? And I'm trying to teach you, stop thinking you have a nanny. You have servants. You go to them and you say, you serve me. You give me this because I own it. I own you, pay up now. And not saying, oh, how do I ask them properly? Your mindset is a bit off. Several minutes, we're all just going through it. You've got to come to them from a position where you know that you have a right to this. It's already yours. That machine is just sitting there. Someone paid for it. Guess what, buddy? You put some pennies in.
About the PIN number, okay? Now, I have a job where I give my PIN, and my paycheck is processed with PIN.
You operate under contract. You tell them, I don't have a PIN. I want to operate with you under contract. I'm a contractor. You sign a waiver so that if CRA comes to them and says, you have an obligation to collect money from her, they say, here's my waiver. Go talk to her. She's taking care of her own affairs. She's administrating her own affairs. They come to you and you say, sorry, I don't have a social insurance number. What makes you think I have an account with you? What is the account number? Sorry, that's not my number.
Okay,
instead of asking them, when you give a social insurance number, get a job and you say, here's my social insurance number. They're not hiring you under a contract as you. They're hiring you as an agent for the federal government. So you're actually operating under what's called a contract for service. You probably never have, but I'm sure other people have, gone to a day job center. So you go in, you got no work for the day, you need some money, and you sit there, someone calls up, yeah, and you need 5 workers. They send you off. You're hired from that job site as an agent for that temporary job placement agent. You're actually an agent for them, and therefore you owe them some of your money. The same is true when you get hired and you give your social insurance number. They are actually contracting with the federal government to hire one of their employees. And that's why you now owe the federal government some of your money that you earned from them. They set you up. They're the ones providing your structure. You might as well wear a federal employee hat and go in and say, hello, I'm here as a federal employee working for you.
So just tell them I'm...
Yeah, sorry, I'm not a federal employee. I will be responsible for my own affairs. Here's a waiver so that if anyone from the Canadian Revenue Agency comes to you and claims that you have a duty to collect money from me, you send them to me. Here's a waiver releasing you from all liability. You come have them chat with me, and they're happy with that. They're done. They have no obligation to CRA once they have that waiver.
It's hot potato. So then there's another part to this is that I work for someone.